AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh my God, we're back. Thank God. It's my safe space. It's my Prozac. Things are so good, you guys. I have a lot of really exciting things going on. I can't talk about
it. There are a lot of tears running down your face right now.
I'm crazy busy right now. I've got to get to Sephora. I've got to get to the Amazon, to the driveway, to get the Amazon pack. Things are really good. Also, I made a friend this weekend.
You did?
Yeah.
Hello. That's the end of that story. That's it.
Hello.
We're not going to know who it is.
I'll tell you. Hello. Okay. Welcome to another episode and season of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arta Marie, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. Okay. You guys, before we get going out of the gate, Doug Benson told me to do this.
Okay.
I'm going to be on After Midnight, if you're in Los Angeles, on Monday the 29th. And I'm going to be with our friend Marilyn Ricecum. I'm going to be with Jerry O'Connell, all my pals.
Love them.
But if you want to come and laugh at my jokes and make me feel good about myself, you can get tickets. They're free. It tapes at like 3 in the afternoon. So come support your girl. I'll put the ticket link in my Instagram bio.
Where are you doing it?
Yeah, where is it? CBS?
I don't know. It's somewhere in Los Angeles.
It has to be CBS.
Yeah. Okay, probably
Radford, maybe?
I don't know.
I thought they were closing Radford. Is
James
that not
Corden
happening?
Did it in Hollywood, right?
I don't know, but there's a ticket link where you can get free tickets to sit in the audience. So come play, tweet me that you're coming, or DM me. You know, don't tweet me, DM me that, or like put it on the, because I don't really check my Twitter too much except for these. Okay, so that's very exciting. I'm going to introduce everybody and I'm going to tell you guys about my friend that I made. Okay, I'm going to go across from me.
Okay.
Now, I teased this at Draft Picks in San Francisco. You guys, I got him out of retirement.
Yay!
He's back. Now, he was Rookie of the Year. I don't even know if he's been watching. I think he's not been. So I'm going to say he's our first ever born again Rookie of the Year. We've never had a rookie twice. I'm going to say he's our born again Rookie. You know him from iCarly. You know him as Rookie of the Year. You know him from the hit CMT show.
Still the king.
My friend, Jerry Traynor.
Thank you very much for having me back.
Jerry, you look so handsome. Winter suits you.
I like scarves. I like cozy weather.
Me too.
And you got me out of bed very early for this.
Trust me. I actually, believe it or not, do have a job this week, which is exciting, but they're picking me up at 11, so I appreciate it because I'm a night owl.
Yeah.
No, I'm into the winter Jerry, I'm used to Malibu Jerry.
I'm normally so much tanner. I'm very pink, always.
You're usually so tan. This is like...
My relatives say we Irish look like plucked chickens.
Oh, that's my fun. Uncle used to say. Are you Irish? I got a little Irish in me.
Yeah.
Me too. okay, also another, it's the Irish episode today. Now, this woman, if you listened to the podcast this week, the draft picks, I brought my new friend, Brayden, who we fucking turned out we loved him.
I mean, he looked so cute in those pictures you posted.
So cute and so sweet, and he loves his fiance. Like, and she seemed to be a real little firecracker.
So she came too?
No, I talked to her on the phone. She had some business thing, but like, so I made shrinky dink earrings, and then I dropped them off, and Whitney helped adorn them, and then we added even ribbons and dice, and then he wore them on stage and brought them to Christina Mandrell, and then she posted a like a story about it. Tagged me, thanking me for the earrings, and then I replied. So Whitney and I made these earrings. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, Jerry's friend, Katie's friend, Whitney! Yeah! It's my friend Whitney, the podcast. Hi, Whitney. You look very smart as well.
Oh, thank you. You told me to bundle up, so I did.
You did. You warned us. It's going to be very cold.
It was very cold last week. It was fucking freezing last week. It was super cold. Yeah. Okay, Anna doesn't feel good, so she's not here.
Got it.
But we love her, and we had the best time.
Your hair looks great.
Does it?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks. I got it cut yesterday.
Yeah, it looks good.
I you know when you have long hair and you're like, do I need a cut? Nah. Yeah. And then it's like, then you go and get it. And he's like, I was like a little ball of rat hell, and I didn't know. Thank you. Yeah. Also with us is a woman that we missed at Sketchfest. You missed Brayden.
He looked so fun.
He was fun. You know what? And I always go back and I'm like, what did I say on past episodes? And did he listen?
I know. Because I was like, we didn't like him at first.
You know what?
We questioned his buddy.
We questioned
his motives.
How could you not? I should say, I was in retirement, but I did watch Paradise.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So good. I have so many questions. Because I saw your post where he's engaged and I'm like, what happened? When did this happen?
Okay, wait.
The timeline, he said, because you asked him.
Yeah.
And he was like, it was like July?
So because they usually finish. It was, I think it was right after he left Paradise.
Is his fiance another Paradise?
No. She was
on Zach's season.
She was one of the Mandrell sisters' nieces, and so she was the only contestant that ever had a last name on TV. She, you know, it's usually Christina M. She was always Christina Mandrell. And so she has a little girl, and we thought she was going to be the bachelorette because she's like fun and spunky, but then she got real fiery. So basically, she had the first date. She went to meet the family on the first date. It went great, and then she got a little jealous when the bachelor went on dates with other people. Yeah. Mm. And when there was a group rose handed out, she famously was like, "I want that rose." Wasn't that my rose? Loved it. And now these two firecrackers are getting married, and they seem really happy.
Yeah, so after
Paradise, when he went home, he met her on Instagram. Mm. They started dating, and then he proposed at the Golden Bachelor's wedding.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so here we are, and I thought overall, I'll just speak for myself, I thought this was a fun premiere. Yeah, I guessed way wrong. I had the older sister as number two.
I had it here.
I had the older sister. I will say, though, starting out
the game. You had her as number three.
Okay, my theory was, if you didn't listen to Draft Picks, my theory was that they were going to want to get a hometown where, I was thinking they were going to have a two-on-one where one of the sisters was going to get eliminated, and then they had to have a hometown, and that sister was going to be waiting to meet the family. I guessed the wrong sister.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
I mean, I felt like this was a fun first episode.
It was great.
Jerry, what did you think?
Well, it didn't start off fun. I mean, bang.
Are
you guys ready for some amazing fun Bachelor? Here's 1 minute of this guy weeping. And then
Eilish. They paid for Billie Eilish.
I thought the same thing.
And then we're gonna use the VHS and rewind effect.
Yeah.
No one knows what that
especially
effect is.
Especially anyone the age of the girls who are on the back.
Yeah. They're like,
what was
what
that?
Happened to my digital television?
They're like, you're right. Okay, so here we are.
We're using a 90-year-old editor this year.
You know what? You got
to
do
real to real.
It's real to real.
They're like bracing us for some horrible crash at the end.
Well, okay. So I was and so overall, Whitney, did you like?
I thought it was fantastic. I really liked the girls. I like him a lot.
He's nice.
I like him too. Oh, Whitney. Are you horny for him?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you like
absolutely.
Like him. You
I like
you're
him.
Horny
yes.
for him.
Okay. It's the first time I felt this way towards.
You know, I guess I haven't been horny for any of the bad. I guess if I had to pick one, I guess he would be it.
I'm horny for him.
You're horny for him?
I'm horny for him.
Okay, I'm horny for him too. I'm horny.
Let's all be horny for him.
We're horny for him. My Whitney, my friend Whitney.
For the horny girls.
Girls trip. Jerry, my friend Whitney, horny. We're going to the
Quinta. I will agree. Normally, I'm not impressed with these guys.
Yeah.
He is like a monk. Yeah. He had a very daunting. There's so many women.
Yeah.
And he was very poised and like even. And the only time we can get to that later. But I was impressed with his sort of like attentiveness, and he was very, very much trying to remember their names, stories, and connect with them.
Wait, now what were you about to say? The only time he broke
was when Jess came, and
yeah.
That was where you could see it in his eyes, like. Here we go.
I have so many things. Okay, yes. Here we go. Let's get going. So Joey, he's a tennis player, and he's on the beach.
Weeping for 10 minutes.
We see a white Suburban and tears. Billie Eilish sobbing on the first 45 minutes is him sobbing on the beach. He's walking off. His jacket's off. We see the crew. I love when we see the crew because we don't.
What's happening? Where'd he go?
I love old white dudes who just didn't care.
I guess
we get to go home early.
The car is riding away. He's taking his blazer off and he goes, oh God, the final roses today. And then they did 2 months back erasing, 2 months earlier. Now, here's my theory. My theory is that he was so in love with both women and that he just cut somebody he couldn't possibly see saying goodbye to, and he just he had to make up choice. So my theory is that he's so in love with somebody else that my theory is he falls super hard for two, and that is after he sends the first one home.
I agree, because I feel like they were trying to fake us out, like, oh, he doesn't end up with anyone. And I was like, no. Now we definitely know he ends up with somebody.
That's what I thought, too. I thought this was just, he had to say goodbye to one person, then he hadn't given the rose out yet, and it was just a devastating moment for him.
What about this?
Yes.
What if he picks one, and she says no, and he ends up with nobody?
Well, I don't know.
I feel like that's the thing.
It's so impossible because he's so gorgeous. Oh, God, we're so horny.
I'm so horny. He looked cute in his pink suit for the promo pic.
They did such a good job finding clothes that make his eyes sparkle. Like, he's in green tones.
Yes.
And
much like, look at Jerry.
No. I was watching. This guy is what they call sample size. Yeah. Everything looks good on this dude. And it's so frustrating as a weird, tall, gangly dude where nothing fits and everything's odd.
How tall is Joey?
Now he was, remember,
he's perfect height.
Because remember, but in Bachelorland, that's not, you're
he's
perfect
like 5'9".
Because he's really tiny. Because he felt, in charity season, the guys were like literally like 6'6", 6'7". So I think he felt like, I think you're perfect height in Bachelor World.
And Linus says he's 5'11".
He could just stroll through like an express for men during an earthquake and shit would just land on him and it would look great. It's very frustrating to look at that.
Okay, so you can tell me if this coat's too noisy.
Oh, I don't hear it at all.
Okay, great.
Is that Missy Elliott over there? What's happening?
Can save your choo-cha so I can show ya. Do what you do, whatever you want ya.
Mm-hmm. That's the hit song. Those are the lyrics.
That's amazing.
Okay, here we go. Great. Thank you. Shibachocha. So I can show
you. I'm just envisioning you in that, like.
Yeah, the fish eye fluorescent.
Thank you. Okay, so then Joey, 28, bachelor, proposal. Charity found love. And so he believes that he can find somebody else. He's now moved from Hawaii to Philadelphia.
Yes.
Wild move.
Uh-huh.
I missed that.
He moved back home to recover from charity.
Yeah.
So he's off.
He left Hawaii.
So he has no job.
Let me go to Pennsylvania.
So he has no job.
He's got to be closer to fam.
And couldn't afford his rent. So he went home and is staying with his parents while he was in therapy that ABC makes you do before you become the Bachelor.
Wow. That's a good. Look at you, my friend. Wow, my friend Whitney.
My friend Whitney with some deep intel.
Deep cut, my friend Whitney.
I didn't know they make you do that?
Yeah, of course.
It's incredible.
My friend.
Maybe I should go on The Bachelor.
Yes. Oh my God, you should.
Work some stuff out.
Yeah. Do they pay for the therapy?
Well, when you're The Bachelor, you get it once, and then each person gets like one thing on the way out. Oh. It's like any reality show.
So you get like one.
That.
So you get like one $200 session.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a television physical.
Yeah.
They're like,
you're
fine.
You're good. Every
get
TV
out.
Physical I ever had, there's this one woman.
I know who you're talking about.
She. Okay.
Or maybe I don't know who we're talking about.
She's like older.
Yeah. Very tiny?
Yeah, tiny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tight.
Over in Toluca Lake?
Tight perm curls all over.
Okay.
And she told every single cast member of a show I was on that we all had heart murmurs. All of us.
I thought she was going to say you all had crabs.
All of us. Well, you know, we were all.
Same thing.
Same thing. Okay, so.
You don't have a heart murmur, do you?
No. There's literally every single person. And then I went to a doctor and they're like, you don't have a heart murmur.
This is a lot for those doctors.
Okay, so and she was like angry about it. Okay, so he moved to Philly. Nick is his father. He just wants unconditional love. And he's scared of, every single one of them is scared of not having their feelings reciprocated. I guess because they were just the number two and they were in love. And that probably feels pretty fucked.
It was good we got to meet the dad because we only heard about the dad.
Yeah, we heard about the dad, and then we met his like really aggro uncle who was like,
my theory was he wasn't actually the uncle, he was the boyfriend. That was my theory.
Real cock block. The uncle was like, well, Charity, you're not getting the real Joey. This is a real, you know, her whole thing is she'd been like deceived by guys. Is like, he just does not seem like himself, he was saying to the Bachelorette.
This is on her season.
Yeah.
Okay,
the uncle really cock blocked him.
Okay.
Yeah. At the hometowns, it was like, ooh, you don't seem like yourself. I mean, you seem like you're really faking it. Like,
it was wild.
Wow.
Yeah. So there was like it was like the uncle who was excited for airtime and was like, but like fucked over his own nephew.
Yeah. You also know that his dad is, his parents split, and then the dad is gay.
This I found out before we started recording.
Well, I just feel like, to me, for all these bros, like that's right. Like a fun, that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know if it, I don't know if the family didn't really want to talk about, but like, I'm like, that's interesting.
I think it's so interesting. The one thing I was sort of sad about was he kept saying like the love that he looks up to is his grandparents. Like, I was sort of sad the dad didn't find like true love finding himself and it being that story.
I know. Okay, so then his sisters are adorable.
Oh my God, I'm in love with them.
I mean, they're so adorable. Gorgeous.
Cute outfits,
like just like low key, natural. Like, it's interesting, like being on the Bachelor franchise where everybody's so done up, to see these sisters that are so chill.
And gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And fun dynamic.
Yeah, they're like, look, it's cringy watching you make out. Can you just kind of try to do that? I mean, I cannot imagine watching Alaric Marine as the Bachelor. Ladies. So then we see him, he's shirtless playing tennis. I guess that was his, like, they probably tried to make him do the shower. Yeah. And he was like, absolutely. Like, I mean, this is the first one I've ever seen not do the shower shirtless.
That's a really good point, but I was very happy with the tennis.
The tennis shirt.
It's gratuitous.
It is. It's stupid. It's
all
like,
of a sudden, we're not the horny girls. Put your shirt on, son.
Just on stage where he really could have been like perspiring so much playing tennis that he had to take a shirt off.
That's well, right. I prefer watching him play tennis.
Me too. Yeah.
Okay, the horn. We're back. We're back.
Oh my God, I loved it too.
We're horny again, guys.
I don't know what I was talking about.
Horny again. Okay, so then, how is Jesse Palmer still 44?
Okay. Oh, wait.
Jesse Palmer, 44, host. When is his birthday?
Let's look at this.
When is his birthday?
His birthday's in 1944. They just keep messing it up.
I want to be Jesse, but I want to pick
it. 45 now. Because it says October 5th, 1978.
Oh. Well, then, did they film this before October?
He hopes.
Did, so but it should say 45. Because
he's now 45.
Did you notice that his suits don't fit him as well? Because he's like, I think that even though Jesse is very buff, his outfit was not as comfortable as Joey.
Was it tighter?
Yeah, it was sort of like he had like weird sloping shoulders and then it came in a lot at the waist.
Yes. He might be doing that like CrossFit, like where people get the triangle. Where people get the triangle. Yeah, people
do leg day.
Suits they consistently put him in are very tight. Very tight.
Yes.
Very much
so. I think those CrossFit guys really want to show off that, like, what kind of a. Is that like an isoses? What is that triangle? What is?
Well, I don't like it though.
What is upside down? The upside down.
But he just
equilateral. I don't
parallel
know.
the parallelogram.
Is it I don't think isosceles.
Is it adjacent?
It's an upside down triangle. I know what you mean because it's like broad shoulders, skinny legs.
But he doesn't have broad shoulders though. If you look, they slope.
But that's what those guys have. So I guess maybe it's more like a like a diamond. Yeah. Like he's like a diamond.
He's shining bright like a diamond.
He's shy. He's Rihanna.
We are not horny for him.
We're kind of more than we want to be.
We are.
We're more than. We're more horny.
Look, I'll go with what you guys are into.
I just want him in a suit.
We're hornier for him than we want to be.
Okay.
Yeah. I like him when he's in Bachelor in Paradise out clothing more than I like him in.
Fun time, Jesse. Yeah.
I like him in the shorts
Tommy Bahama shirt.
Jesse Palmer, 44. You know what? He's forever 44. And
God,
I'm here
I wish I was too.
Yeah, God bless him. I mean, I'm just going to pick an age. What was your best age?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Oh, man.
Because my prime. The prime of Miss Whitney.
Yeah, my friend Whitney.
As opposed to the prime of Miss Jean Brody. I always thought that my prime was like 16 to like 22.
Oh, you were early bloom.
But I think I've had other
you
primes.
You were hot.
Since.
You were a hot teen.
I was a hot teen in an all-girls school that nobody cared about.
Okay.
So then I
was
a
not
bit
a hot
more.
Teen.
And then, but I think I think I've bloomed a couple of times.
Yeah, I've had a few blooms.
Yeah.
I've had a few blooms.
Had a couple of times where
What was your peak? What do you think of, if you have like...
I don't know, because
Walt Disney? What's your Walt Disney Frozen in Ice?
Honestly, I liked getting to my 40s.
Yeah.
Oh.
But because in my 20s and 30s, I always looked 10 years younger.
Yes.
And so I finally started to look my age and feel like a guy. And,
Yeah, good for you.
But now it's all downhill.
No, you're killing
it. It was a one-year peak.
Yeah. I would say I've had a few peaks.
Yeah.
I would say 34.
Okay.
And I've also liked my 40s.
I very much like my late 40s.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay,
more than I like my early 40s.
Look at that. Katie?
I would say probably like 31. I feel like that was like a good age.
Yeah.
That's
gravity,
a carefree age.
Gravity hadn't started catching up with me.
Yeah. Okay, great. Okay.
Gravity women... starts catching up with you. It sucks. And wear sunscreen.
Wear sunscreen.
That is like
and put it on your neck. Put it on your neck. And your hands.
And your hands. Don't forget to massage your neck because it might be your face one day.
Your hands. Don't get a gel manicure. No. Don't cook your hands.
The number one thing I always tell people here, I'm like, wear sunscreen every day even when it's cloudy out. Just wear sunscreen.
And put it on your neck and your hands. Okay, here we go. So Jesse Palmer, 44 host. They're at the mansion. There's more women than ever.
Why?
So here we
What's the point of that?
Now,
right. They needed something to say.
Two more women, right? It's 32 women?
They always need to make that statement. I don't know. You're making history. Bachelor history is happening tonight.
So the first person out of the gate is Lexi. She is a digital strategist from Toronto. We see her reading in the park. She wants to be a mother, but she has health issues and she may not be able to have kids. Mm. I thought she was adorable.
I liked her.
Did he? She was the first out of the limo, but he didn't.
He picked her.
He did, but he didn't seem to like.
No, they didn't like talk. A lot.
They didn't like. He didn't like hunt her down and like. No. Like there wasn't.
I have a question.
Yes.
I feel like in the past when I've watched the show, it really is the guy is mingling and the girls pull. Hey, can I steal you? Can I steal you?
Yeah.
Where I feel like this felt very like all the women were inside and they were almost called out.
Yes. I felt like that Tony like was on that couch the whole time.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Inside the whole
and then
time.
Yeah, like, it felt like they had no order for that.
And it felt like there was no chance. Yeah, there was nobody. It didn't feel like you could kind of.
Right, run into it.
Because I almost like hide and seek in the past. It's like, where is he? Where is he? I'm going to go find him. I'm going to go like playing sardines.
So
I'm going to find him.
When the girls are like, I can't believe I haven't spent time with him. I'm like, well, why aren't you walking
are you
over
doing?
There? Or you haven't been called
that's
yet.
That's what highlighted what you're saying is every time they would cut away from his conversation that he was having, it was just all of the women on that couch.
Yes.
There were no other locations. No. It was wherever his conversation was and that giant couch.
Yeah.
Nobody at the bar, nobody in the kitchen. Yeah, it was everybody there.
So
it's
I'd like
weird.
To know the answer to that.
Brady was saying that they do get a lot of alcohol that first night, too.
Well, you like
could how could you tell on this one? There were some Jekyll and Hydes. Yeah. Well, really one.
Yes.
She was great.
She was fun.
I liked her.
I liked it, too. I have some questions about that, but here we go. Okay, so then we have Maria from Canada. She was fun. Maria from Canada. She's the one that talked to a psychic. Her dad is sitting outside with a cigar.
I was like, is your dad the lead singer of REO Speedwagon?
Yes, what's, I thought that. Is well, he a famous singer?
I Googled her and I was like, who's this guy? He's got the cigar. He looks like a street magician. I'm like, what is up? But the estate was massive.
Oh.
The glimpse of their house, I was like, this
he's
is money.
Somebody.
He
he's
is
somebody.
Somebody. And she, so she is a fun character.
I mean, I want to know what it's like, because obviously they do these like at-home filming things with all the girls. They just package just a couple of them. But I want to be the producer who's like, walk along this and pretend it's a balance beam. And
right. So bad. So bad.
Okay. Was she the one that gave him the Canadian flag that he stuck in his pocket and they blurred? They blurred
the Canadian flag.
Wait, what? It's offensive
they
to me.
They blurred the Canadian
flag. That maple leaf?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
But it came like, fuck a Canuck. Or something like I was like, I wonder if it had a curse in it.
Oh.
It must have said something.
I don't, but they.
But that's on their flag. That's the motto.
I mean. Maple Leaf says that.
Yeah, literally, they blurred it.
They did
pocket.
Blur it.
They did blur it.
Weird.
It was strange.
She is.
America's fragile these days.
She's a handful, and I'm here for. She's like, I'm going to find you. Yeah.
You know, and I'm not going to kiss him.
I'm not going to kiss
him. I'm
going
to leave him wanting for more.
My dad, and she's like, I'm attracted to the wrong kind of guy. You see the dad with the cigar. It's like, well, no, of course you
know. No more surprise. Bad boys.
I mean, if that
go find a guy like me.
Yeah, daddy, daddy, I got.
Where's my Bengal tiger? Yeah. So
he's Tiger
weird.
King. He's full Tiger King.
Just relax. You're at home. Okay. A guy could not have been more reclined.
Can you,
sir? That's a chair, not a sleep number bed.
Katie, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at why they blurred the flag.
What does it say?
I haven't gotten. Oh, it's protected. The national flag of Canada is protected by the Trademarks Act against unauthorized use for commercial purposes.
What?
It's commercial? Did that make you want? I'm sorry. Did we all want to jump and fly to Canada?
It's basically trademarked.
That's so. How could you trademark a flag?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
It was like subliminal messaging.
Wow.
I like mine.
It's like, I need maple syrup right now. What's happening?
I want to play hockey.
Okay. So then we have Erica. She drives up. With a boombox?
Oh, she puts the boombox out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did she get cut?
No.
No. Good God, no.
She's so cute. Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
She's so cute.
Which girl? Sorry.
Erica.
I can't.
No, okay. She's adorable.
He kept her.
Okay, so then we have somebody comes out in a red glitter dress tossing roses. And is that Autumn?
Oh, Autumn throws.
Yeah, yeah. And she goes, she's like, I have one question for you. What's your favorite season? And he's like, let's see. It's either spring, summer, or winter.
Fall, winter, summer. I like all four of them.
And then she's like, I like three of them. I like summer, spring, winter. She's like, well, okay.
That wasn't the answer I wanted.
That's not the answer because my name is
Cookie. I'm a little disappointed.
It's odd. I mean, it was just like, he's a tennis pro. He lives in Hawaii. Do you think it's really autumn? Like, this is not a guy that's like.
He also doesn't have seasons.
He doesn't know what a season is in Hawaii.
Autumn, I thought.
He thought she said, what's your favorite seasoning?
Yeah.
And then I wish he said awards. Like in what's it? Schitt's Creek?
Awards
when they say, what's your favorite season? Awards. Yeah. That's from Schitt's Creek and my favorite line in the whole show.
I assume that's what's her name. Is that,
yeah.
I love her.
Catherine.
Okay. So then we have, the voodoo. Oh, Kelsey A comes up with a voodoo doll.
Oh, she's from New Orleans.
Now I believe I picked her to be my number one.
You did. And I picked her. Oh wait, I didn't pick her. I almost picked her.
Because on this and in her description, she felt like an AI contestant. Just
which
in
one
the
is
photo,
this?
She's the one that gave the voodoo doll. But she was in like the lime green sparkle dress.
Yeah.
You and Doug both picked her as your number one.
Okay, so
Kelsey.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
Kelsey
she's beautiful.
A, yeah.
Okay, so she has a voodoo doll.
I do.
Okay, that's good. I picked her. And so she always likes bad boys.
Oh, she's the one that likes bad boys.
Oh, yeah. There's only
she's going to go after what's-her-name's dad. She's waiting for hometowns.
I'm sorry, he's the keyboardist in Styx?
I've got to go.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Domo.
I saw Styx in concert.
Me too. One of my top five concerts.
Really?
My friend Whitney. We'll talk about this. My friend Whitney. Okay.
They were so good. Okay, they still had it.
They did. They did.
We're going to do one more, and then we're going to take a quick break. Krisha comes out. This is my yes year. I want this to be. If you ask me to marry you already, it's a hell yes. I mean, look, I'm sure I would be talked into like rolling out in like a giant, whoopee fart thing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they'd be like, I make him play, pull my fingers. Like they would talk me into something. Yeah. So shameful.
It'd be like the seltzer water flower.
You're like, ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-da. Like, yeah. So I'm certain that I would get talked into like some really unfuckable, wacky, out of the limo, like
take away
fart parade.
That you're a comedian, but like if you're just the girl from Rhode Island, what's Rhode Islandish that they'd make you do?
Oh God, it'd be like a red hen. Like here's a chicken in a basket, yeah, or like. Okay. You know,
what about like lobster or fish and chips?
Do you like clams? I have a clam.
Yeah. Want to see my pink clam?
Yes, there's another clam where that came from.
Some of the girls were coming out with really raunchy one-liners. Take Arden.
The banana one. Oh my God, when we get to the banana. Ugh. I am so not.
I wish that he'd eaten it. Like, I'm so. Something funny to happen.
I am not a raunchy girl.
He just starts like combining them. Yeah. He's like,
I'm actually hungry.
When people do the, when he's combined into a huge long jammed up.
It's like this.
I'm not a raunchy. It makes me uncomfortable when they do the raunchy.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, that's not the way to go.
And then how do you get talked into that? Like, I think are you some so people, drunk by this point?
I think some people think like, again, I've watched so many, like,
I will say though, the tennis grunting one, I was like, oh, they're doing like a masturbation.
Yeah.
And then she was like, it's tennis grunting. And I was like, that's kind of clever.
He looked he looked so dead-eyed over all the tennis songs. He's like, oh, yeah, I got it. 40 love.
It took a lot of balls to come here.
Yeah, he looked really like, okay. And not one of them plays tennis.
I could not believe that.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's crazy.
I need to go. Pick a woman that plays tennis.
I need to go on that show. Yeah. I would come out in a cute little tennis outfit.
Oh, that's what you would want.
That was missing.
I would come out in a cute little tennis outfit. I would have had to go to like a real like 3-week tennis camp in like Cancun for a couple of weeks to really like get it together.
Of course.
But I would have.
I would have. I mean, to the fact that none of them played was astounding.
You're like, I took a lesson. It's like, you don't play tennis.
The one girl was like, I play golf since I was kidding. He's like, thank God.
Yeah.
A sport.
Mm-hmm. And apparently he likes golf.
He lit up.
Of course he does. Yeah. He lived in Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's huge thing.
Okay. Do you think, before we take a break, do you think any of the people that have gotten out of the limo are going to win so far?
Wait, did Kelsey come out?
My Kelsey.
Yeah. I feel like
she has a chance.
I think Kelsey's going
to
go far.
He seemed to like each other, and then, I mean, we did see her in the coming ups.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like she has a chance. Yeah.
I think she does.
I think she'll make it to at least, I feel like we'll be in New Orleans at least.
Yes. Yeah, and I think he likes the Canadian girl because she's a bit wacky.
Well, he's horny for her.
Yeah.
And he felt like, he was like, oh, I could tell you're into dirty stuff. Like, I think he wants to take her to Fantasy Suite. I think he's the horniest for her.
I think also she just was like kind of funny. And
different.
Yes, she was different. She actually like,
she's hammered. She's like a hammered party girl.
Yeah.
Which is fun. All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. All right, so we have Chandler. Now, at the podcast, Lori, your pal Lori, she was like, oh, Chandler and Joey. You can't be Chandler and Joey. And it, like, as from, like, you can't.
She did the Friends joke.
I know, but she was adorable. I thought she was so cute, didn't make it far.
Nope, she didn't make it far.
Didn't get any alone time, didn't get off that couch.
Nope. I don't feel like he enjoyed, or the other people's interactions, you could see he had a spark, and mm-hmm. I felt like he didn't have it with her.
Yeah. Agreed. Agree to agree. We have butterflies falling out of a box.
Yeah. What was that?
I don't even know.
Are they alive?
Tayla gave
just stepping on butterflies.
I was like, are they alive? That felt fucked.
I felt like they were fake, but I was like, at first I thought they were alive, and then I thought
they would fly away. They
it's
ran
a whole bunch
out of
dead
air.
Doves. They were supposed to fly off.
They died in the box. I killed a box of butterflies.
Oh my god.
So then we have Tayla gave the save the date. Sam,
like, that's weird. Like, I mean, that photoshopped really badly.
It was so bad.
It wasn't even sponsored by like Shutterfly.
Yeah, it was badly done. Yeah, it was badly done. Then we have Sam. So she's like, "Oh, I saw that there's a package, but are you the whole?" I don't like a double entendre. I'm not that kind of. I'm a joke about
introduce yourself.
Yeah,
yeah. I feel like just go be a normal, grounded person.
But also, you watched the season before, right? Because she's like, "I saw you in Fantasy Suites, and I know you've got the whole package."
I mean,
yeah.
I know you looked folk. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, ugh.
Yeah, let me bring up your sexual history.
That was not
right out the gate.
Not with me. Yeah. Watching you with somebody else.
Yes, which also means I'm a stalker because I watched the show. Okay, can I? This is another thing.
Please.
I'm just
going to
say.
Yes,
I think
yes,
I know what you're
going to
ask, and I think
yes,
I have the same question.
Yeah. Yeah. All right,
don't you love your new friend Whitney?
I love my friend Whitney.
Yes, my friend Whitney.
I forgot what I was going to ask.
Did it have something to do with watching
the show.
Did it have something to do? Now I've forgotten.
No. So she watched. She watched from the.
The idea that all of these women were sitting at home watching the show and were like so sure that they were going to get on the show, like the one where like I wouldn't have come on if it wasn't
that,
you.
Yes. That is what the question. So many of them say, "I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you." And I'm like, it's a weird thing to me that you're watching this show and then you're going, if they ever make that guy the Bachelor, I'm going to go on because I feel like me and that contestant
that
from afar
is perfect. Strange... And I'm going to write my name and his name in a heart. But also, I have to apply to the show.
Okay.
Get on the show.
I have an answer.
Okay, good.
No, I don't. And I could be wrong. Katie, remember when we met? Were you there when we met the gal that wrote the book about it? Or was that on Patreon? I think that was Anna and I.
I didn't meet her.
Okay, so I think, and I could be wrong, I think they apply and they get into the system. They get into the pool. And then they put down, like, who are your top three people from the season that you hope is going to be the Bachelor?
Interesting.
So then they have, like, the Joey pile. They have, like, the Xavier pile. You know what I mean? They have the different piles. And then, like, I think you get to name a couple people. But I think people get put into the system. And sometimes they're not even called, like, maybe they'll be called next season.
Interesting.
Like, I think people get put into the system and you say who you hope is the Bachelor or whatever.
But I think the other thing, I do have a friend who like tried for many years to get on the show and never got on. And
I told you that in confidence. I was married at the time. Yes.
But she's gorgeous.
Thank
you. She like lives in like the marina. Like she's the perfect, she would be so perfect on the show that, yeah, I was like, how many people do they have that try out?
Because is she an actress? Because they don't.
No.
No. Okay. Huh.
Had a real job. Like, she was just like, she's the perfect person.
I mean, how old is she?
Probably like, I mean, at the time, like 31.
I fear that that's
just a little too old.
Unfortunately, too old now all love. These gals are like,
well,
20,
he's only 28.
I mean, these a lot of them are like
a lot
24.
Of them are 23, 24. Yeah, it's, yeah, upsetting.
It's insane. 23.
Well, Golden Bachelor's
like
right around the corner.
I'm like, all right, fine.
Just wait 40 more years and then you can find love again.
So then we have Allison. Allison's like, I know you did a lot of sharing on your journey. I'm a younger sister.
Mm-hmm.
So she's telling the crowd, now I picked the wrong sister, but she's like, I wanted Joey from the get, but my older sister signed us up, but we're not going to tell anybody we're sisters. I'm like, what?
This is a bad idea all around.
All of it is like,
where did, who came creepy. Up with
creepy. They're creepy.
Well, the two of them together are creepy. And then just the idea that you want to kiss the same person.
Yeah. And also like, oh, yeah, fuck her. She got him first. You know, like, fuck it, you.
Can I skip forward to
yes,
the end for
yes,
a moment?
Just yes, say, yes.
I think this was their one misstep because, yeah, I was loving the episode.
Yeah.
Keeping the one sister, I just think is a bad idea.
No, yeah, no, no.
I think he should have
chosen one.
He should have chosen one.
They
and
made.
Like, I'm
they
not
made
gonna
him
do this.
They made
family
him
first. Yeah. They, of course, they made him, but it's, yeah, like it's a bad idea for the show, and it makes and it he loses a little character point.
Yeah. You don't think the spinoff is that they're both the Bachelorette?
I don't think he has a choice.
No, I think he didn't want Lauren.
I like that he kept her because I know I want a 2-on-1 with the sisters.
I want him to make out with both.
Well, you know what was crazy
is
they literally said, they go, oh, well, we've dated the same guy before, and I was like, what?
This
what?
Older sister,
yeah,
is such a
that
fire starter.
I was like,
she's.
No.
I picked the wrong person. I picked her. It was a misstep. Okay, so then we have Lauren, the older sister. She's like, I need her to tell
I'm
me.
I'm only 2 years older.
You want to shotgun this beer?
No.
There's nothing more enticing when you have 30. Like, if a gal, would you want to keep the gal that you, would you like that?
I liked it.
Like what?
The shotgunning. She was really fast.
Oh, yeah, it was fun.
I liked it. I liked him burping.
That wouldn't be a red, I would be like, oh, this is a good, fun, light.
Okay.
Yeah. And fine. He was so happy after. He was like, that was fun. I feel like it's so hard and like trying to keep your perkiness,
I mean,
and remember
she was
name.
So
and laugh at really bad jokes, yes.
to even drink liquid that she was so fast,
she did it so quickly, so,
yeah. And like didn't get it on her dress or anything.
She's done
it before,
guys.
Yeah, 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 you're
good
right
point,
you're right
good
one
point.
Thing I don't love that he says how we doing. I don't love that. And
he's
I didn't
like Joey.
I noticed it
he
the
is
second,
Joey. He's Joey from Friends.
The first the limos came and then they took a break and then it was like the second batch of limos. I really noticed it. He's like, how we doing? How we doing? We love this. And I was like, I don't love this royal we thing.
Oh.
Oh, okay. How we
how
doing?
How we doing?
How we doing?
How we doing?
How we doing?
I think it's like the Jew. How you doing? How you doing? How we doing?
Oh, you're making a real mafioso.
Yeah, how you
but
doing?
That's Joey. And
how
then
we doing?
Wendy Williams stole it.
Okay.
But the how we doing. I like the royal we in it.
How we okay. doing? Like
it takes it to
it's
the next.
It's a little cash.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we
it
have.
It elevates it and makes it elegant.
It's elevated.
So then,
so far.
Here comes Leah, okay, with her special card. Everybody's talking about it, and it's going to change everything. So she gets out of the limo last, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's talking about, she's coming. Remember Leah? Leah's coming. She's got
she
a special
was given a card.
When was this information
so
after
she
the
was,
final
she was live when Charity got engaged. They're like, and Joe, our new bachelor is Joey.
Oh.
And then they're like, and guess what? Your journey starts now. There's four or there
three
was like he got to pick.
It was yeah, two
he,
girls,
I
one very
remember.
Cute blonde and Leah.
And then he had to pick. He got to choose which one to pick. So he picked her because she was from Hawaii. And
gave her this card.
Yeah, and he gave her this card, and he's like, okay, I'm going to move to Philadelphia now.
Yeah.
And then...
like, she wasn't allowed to open the card until she got to the...
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so everybody...
So she's been holding on to this card. Season. I'm sure producer never took it.
I mean...
And she's been holding on to it.
That's right.
Grasping, as if steamed it open.
I would have steamed it open.
Oh, I would have steamed it open in a fucking heartbeat.
She's gonna be hard to. She's gonna be hard to. But she's gonna be hard to beat.
Like, yeah, she played her card very well.
She handled that so well,
and she's so adorable and kind of like
I liked her.
She's gonna be. She played
the
it.
The only thing is she's young.
Of course, no, she's like
23.
That is young.
No, but she's like she's literally.
How old is he?
28.
Oh, all right.
I mean, that's both of them. Okay, so then Kelsey, Caitlin, I like
Caitlin. I like Caitlin. She spells her name like me.
The chemist. I liked her, but when they did the science experiment, it looked like a dick.
Was it
that? Exactly. I thought the same thing.
It looked like a dick. Did you see that?
You guys are so horny.
You're not a horny girl?
No,
it just looked like a
pink dick.
Like a strawberry shake.
Oh, all right.
It was like
you look at shakes differently than I do.
It was like a flesh color. It had like a ball on the bottom.
Yeah.
It bubbled up. It was like,
I see it now.
And then it exploded.
was she the one in that beautiful pink dress?
Yes.
That was the best
dress.
That
was like covered. Like it was
She very
was,
glamorous.
I like her. She's my number three pick.
I was going to pick her. I think she's so, but I didn't. I mainly picked the sister.
I mainly picked her though because she spells Caitlin like me, which is a kind of more different way to spell it.
Is that your official name on your... What?
Not like other girls.
Yes, horny girls. Horny girls.
We're the horny girls.
We're the horny girls. In a horny world.
I'm a horny girl.
You just zipped it up for
horny
your...
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, now you need to inflate it.
Okay. I said my chocha so I can show ya.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That's all I remember.
That's the one.
Chocha. Okay. Okay. And we're back. So then we have...
So we have the rights.
Kelsey is the act. Now nobody's ever said actor to my memory.
No, I thought that was very interesting.
And she was adorable. And they played like romantic music for her. So she got the like ba ba ba.
Ooh, I didn't notice.
Da-da-da. Yeah. She got like.
Did she get cut at the end?
No, she got kept.
And I hope she lives in LA, so she should come on the podcast.
Oh.
Well, and the next tease of the season had featured her.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was in it a lot. Both Jerry's were.
We're capturing you now that you're back. Now that you're.
Now that you've sucked me back in.
Yeah, now that you're born again. Rookie.
7 a.m.
Guess what we're going to do?
What?
We're going to. So. Now that we've befriended Brayden because he lived in San Diego, we want to go do a live show
in San Diego, hometown.
Are you from there?
You're from
there.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What?
The whale's vagina.
The whale's vagine.
We're literally
Monpa Trainor are down there.
What? Really? Okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, they have to come to the show.
We want
to go do a live show with all the Batch Nation ding dongs. And then we want to do another one at Bell House later in the spring. But I think this winter we go to Sandy D.
I'm all for this, but aren't we also doing the girls' trip to La Quinta?
La Quinta.
You're welcome to come.
Well, I am the horniest of the girls.
I think Jerry needs to come to the girls' trip.
I just want to lay in the fountain.
Yes. Jerry needs to come to the girls' trip.
Of course.
Okay,
speaking of La Quinta.
Yes.
The tease of the future of this season, seeing all the different locations, I was like, oh, this is what's been missing since the COVID time.
You didn't know.
It felt very big, very cinematic.
Oh my God, you're the born again rookie. Now you get to really see what it was.
I'm like that the butterfly that's just been released and stepped on. I'm spreading my wings and I immediately fall to the ground and be crushed by some heels.
But that was you during La Quinta. Now you get to fly.
I was like, this is lame. They're just all in a hotel room.
That's right, because you also saw the one. Did you see the New Mexico season where they had the Breaking Bad shit bucket?
That was with the oldest bachelorette, right?
No, that was Claire, right? That was La Quinta.
That was La Quinta again?
Then we had one. We had a La Quinta, and then we had one in... Pennsylvania, the woods.
Nema Cullen.
Then we went to Albuquerque, and there was like a Breaking Bad episode where they had like a shit bucket down near a river.
Yes, I know. I think I was out.
You know what? You didn't. That was a bad season. Okay, yeah. You tapped out for the right ones. Yeah. Okay, so now we're
back. You get to see when they came, then they would go on ships because all the ships were like.
Oh
not
yeah, they
used
did a COVID cruise. They did
so
a COVID cruise. They did a COVID ghost cruise ship.
Oh god.
And they just, yeah. But they didn't like get to leave the ship. They were just like ported, like you know, like 15 minutes off France, yeah. But they were stuck on the ship.
Oh, how romantic.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So then, okay. So here we are. So then we have who's what does this say? Jen's over the shoulder. She comes up doing donuts in a go-kart. Mm-hmm. Now, Jen, if you look at her, she was the sort of sexy one from Miami who's already... Her over the shoulder to me says she's trouble. She's been in a lot of like back to back. She's a serial monogamist. She's the one that go-karted. And I think she is... I think she's going to come... This over the shoulder photo feels like she's going to be trouble.
I mean, it's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's a nice
gorgeous.
Shoulder.
I feel like she's going to be, he's going to be horny for her.
I'd go go-karting with her.
Yeah, no doy.
Is there another person?
Did you just know doy me?
Yeah. Nice. No doy.
That's so good.
Okay, so then someone, okay, here comes, Lainey comes with a huge bra. And
yeah,
she said, "I'm
that?
Here for massive.
So
I'm here for massive support."
Oh yeah,
that's hard. I felt for her.
it's a producer thing. Like, she, where yeah, she
they,
get that?
So
they
tried, many of these felt like producer
a,
things.
Just a room full of props, and they're like,
yes.
"Take this." Somebody grab. Yeah.
Do you have any ideas? No. We got. What do you think about this?
But why do they let some of the women just come out and say, "Hi, I'm Katie."
A few do, in my mind, those women always stand out.
I know,
right?
But I feel like they have more status within production, and they're like, they know. They're like, okay, realtor from Philadelphia, you want to be on this show? You got to drag this giant bra out. Like, I think if you're lower status, you kind of have to do it. If you're like number 88 on the call sheet.
Yeah.
Maybe some just say, I'm not doing that. And the others are like, okay.
I would be the okay.
Okay. You just play ball?
I'd be like, oh, I mean, that's... I mean,
all right,
obviously.
We're rolling you out in a hamster ball.
Yeah. You have to stay in it the whole night.
And, yeah.
Well, that's like when they made the girl come out in like the bubble bath thing, and then she self-eliminated because she was so fucking embarrassed. And she
how
literally
about,
was like, producers made me do it.
How about Rick that wow. came out in the
oh,
head
yeah.
thing? The like,
yes.
the room service
the room
head.
Service tray.
And then the guy, James, in the box, he like shipped himself in a box
oh,
and stayed
the
in the box.
Man.
Yeah. Okay, then we also... So here we go. The most fun character of the night. Here comes Jess with her out of boat. And she goes, I'm looking for a new relationship. Like, I didn't understand her little...
There wasn't any nautical theme to
there
what
was no
said.
Nautical theme. I didn't understand.
Can I remind you guys, Jess is the one who just last summer read her first book for fun.
Ever. She just read her first
what
book ever.
What was the book?
Fun.
I don't know,
don't,
but that
you say
is...
Twilight.
A, that is literally what she... volunteered as information in her fun facts on her bio.
Yikes.
I appreciate that Jess came
here. I'm illiterate.
Literally, and that she came here just to become the villain. Like, she knew how to, like, I'm not here to make friends. Yeah. Like,
what a cliche.
I made out with him.
Dude, so many bad choices
like,
she made.
She came to get to paradise. She's like, she probably did the match. She's like, I'm probably not going to win.
I mean, she literally moved to San Diego. Like, it feels like maybe she, like,
yeah, she did.
Saw, like, oh, hey, yeah, a lot
exactly.
of people live in San Diego. They pulled
yeah.
people from San Diego. Like,
yeah.
I'll go to San Diego.
You know
Diego.
What? Maybe we can get her in San Diego.
What?
But the first conversation he has with her, she seems so sweet. And
yes.
I was like, I don't particularly find her that attractive, but I could see her through his eyes in this conversation.
Yeah, she was normal and real.
And it was very sweet. And then
yeah,
they made
agreed.
Out,
yeah,
and
yeah,
was,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a sense of his style.
Yeah.
I'm getting a sense of her. And then what did she drink?
Okay, we'll get there. It was bananas. It was.
She drank those bananas?
She drank the banana
she drank
juice.
Those
she drank the bananas.
The cut up penis sized banana references?
What if he just took a little micro? Like, I'm just going to pick like
a baby
little,
corn.
Just a little potassium from the bris.
I just. Meanwhile, we have Kira who goes, hey, you want to hear something crazy? And she starts screaming.
Oh, boy.
That was hard.
That was tough.
I hated that.
I think when you're a really attractive person and you're trying to be crazy and It's like when you when people have just been nice. Them. Like people don't like when you've just been attractive your whole life. Like I think it's good to develop character. It's going to be a late bloomer.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Which one of her friends told her to do that?
I can't even imagine.
A friend that wanted to sabotage her.
Yeah,
I can't
you
even
know
imagine.
Funny is if you just like blew off some steam and just screamed.
Oh my god! Then here comes Zoe with four bananas. And she goes, which one resonates with you? And he took the, like, second biggest.
He just took the medium-sized one. I just thought that was nice.
I mean, yeah. I've that's so embarrassing.
Again, I think he should have picked it up and eaten it.
Don't be like, hey, Joey, how big's your dick?
Yeah. That's pretty much
I mean, that's what it was.
I know, but, like, what a weird thing to do.
Yes.
He should have picked just, like, us. Like,
yes. The tiniest. Like, he should have taken it and cut it in half.
This one. Do you have a problem with that?
Cutting in half. Next time anyone goes on a date, I'd like for them to just like,
oh my god,
bring bananas and
it's
go.
It's so wild.
Which one are you?
Which one are you?
Just
please?
Point to the one that resonates.
Point to the one that resonates.
The resonates.
I can't. Okay, so then we have the sex sound, and that's from Kayla. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I was just practicing my tennis grunts. He looked dead, because that was also, in theory, coming after banana size. So,
yeah.
And so
it
was
when
like,
they did the raunchy montage.
Yeah.
Some of the girls were raunchy.
And then, he didn't like the umpire chair. He didn't like the tennis balls. He did not like the tennis rod.
No, they put that in the montage. Not interesting.
So here,
was he the one that was like, I thought it was a lifeguard chair.
Yes. He did. He didn't like that. He was like, that's not a tennis chair.
I was also like, clearly you never played professionally. Like, you just are a tennis instructor.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we have here comes Daisy, and she's from the Christmas tree farm.
Oh, that truck was so adorable.
She was so, we were wrong. We read wrong. We read her wrong.
She's my number one.
She's absolutely darling.
Yep.
Sweet as can be, normal. Apparently, she's very good friends with Katie Thurston.
Oh.
We completely misread. We misread her. She couldn't be more charming. She lost her hearing at 17, and she grew up on her Christmas tree farm. The truck was so cute, and she has I'm going to say
cochlear
implants. Yeah.
Yes.
She said it enough times, I should be able to remember.
My
it,
friend's
but I don't.
Daughter has that, yeah. and loved. Loved her so much that she's like even though it's inappropriate, I think I might have her watch the Bachelor season because it was like because her daughter just got that.
Oh,
every time they kept saying implant without the word before it, I kept thinking she was talking about. I went to boobs then to ear. Like
yeah.
My mind was like in the gutter. Yep.
She's so cute.
She's adorable.
And then she walked in and her opening line was so cute. She goes, "She should have told me that I'm on America's Next Top Model."
Yeah.
She was just darling.
I really liked her. I thought she was so sweet. I felt bad for her, though, because I know, like, when you do have the implants, you can't hear. You know, it's like the hearing's different, and so it must have been so loud and, like, hard to hear in there.
That's what she said. She said it was the din was so sort of overwhelming. Hmm.
My ex had hearing loss because he was on the Air Force, and he worked on planes, and so he didn't wear he was, like, 19. He didn't wear the, so it was really hard for him when we would be at parties or in a loud restaurant, like, I think it's fairly lonely because you can't, like, when it's so much noise, he could hear one. He just would be, like, completely miss everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard.
But she's just, like, she's adorable.
She's
sweet.
Absolutely adorable.
I had chose her my number one, and I think she's going to make it far.
Okay. Me too.
I think so. I think that's going to be tears.
Yeah.
I think I see tears in her future.
Oh. Okay. Autumn wants her grandparents' love. She finds him handsome as heck. So Autumn is the first person that he pulls.
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't we take a quick break before we get into the polling? So that's the... Oh, then we have the final person comes up, which is the gal with the card.
Yes.
We have Leah comes up. She's so young. She's so cute and kind of like that. She's so sort of like sweet and innocent and her eyes are so cute and sparkly and like sort of like feminine and has the card. I was like... You know, like, she would be, as a person who's like, I would find her so hard to, like, how do you beat against? How do you beat that?
No, I felt she had such a different energy on this episode than she did on the live one.
Yeah,
I remember being like, "Who is this chick?" And I didn't like her on that. And I felt, and then I thought I didn't realize because I told you I watched this like out of order. So I was surprised at how much I really liked her.
Yes, and she's sweet.
She is very young.
She's adorable.
But also just the amount of, we'll get to it, but the amount of crying, I was like, you're so young.
So young.
Because I was like, you know that if Jess turns around and gets a date later on and everybody hates Jess, you're going to want that card and you're going to want to be like, I'm taking this date from you.
That's so funny. I feel so naive. I looked at her weirdly as more mature than the other girls. Oh. But this is, of course, after all of the madness has started and you can see people are getting, you know, really lit.
Yes.
Yes.
And she's not, maybe they're not highlighting that, but then, you know, she does the whole situation, which we'll get to. But
Yeah.
There was a poise, but also the emotions.
That felt very high school.
I sort of connected more to the poise.
Oh, and yeah.
But you're right. She's young.
She's really young.
And a lot of emotions for a card. But for a card.
A lot of emotions for a card. Okay, take a quick break. We'll be right back. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break. And
this episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back, I asked Jerry if he would... I asked Jerry...
Oh, yeah, it's here.
Okay, well, let's play the voice memo that I say.
Well, okay.
I wish you middle schooled me. And you're all by the phone making you text me.
Basically, because you
what?
Because,
why don't
you, because you, cause you texted me and you were like,
oh, I said you rule schools.
No, you said you make people happy. I was like, oh, that's nice. And you're like, I'm kidding. And he was like, I'm kidding. You're the fucking worst. Everybody knows it. And then it made me happy to be like, to just think.
I said, you mean a lot to a lot of people. Yeah. And you're like, oh, that means a lot. I had a really hard week. So thank you. And I said, I was lying.
Yeah, that's what made me laugh.
I thought you were saying, like, you were back in middle school when you had to leave a message and you knew the person was listening
to the message on the
other side.
I like the idea that, like, you know, in middle school when people would be like, boy, that's a really nice shirt. Just kidding. That's a fucking terrible shirt. Everybody knew it. Like, what's your favorite band? Like, yeah, that's not a real fucking song. You know, yeah. I don't like people middle school.
That's my love language. I never grew out of that.
Psych.
I'm not horny for this guy.
Yeah, I'm not horny. Fucking loser. Nobody's horny for me, you piece of shit. Okay.
Put your shirt on.
Wouldn't that be great if one of the contestants was like that to him? Like, was just one of them was like, eh.
Yeah.
Not that good looking in person.
Yeah, not a fan.
I thought the eyes would be better.
Yeah. Everyone kept talking about your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminded me of Bachelor in Paradise, the girl with the two color eyes, where all they could talk about were the eyes.
And Yeah.
I have breasts. Pay attention to something else.
Excuse me, down here. Okay, so first person he talks to is Autumn. They both want their grandparents' love. Okay. Then we have Erica. She's adorable. She's the dancer. He likes her. She lives near Philly, but she's called to a... No, she lives outside of a city, but she's called to a more peaceful environment.
Yeah, she's near where I grew up in Jersey.
I feel like she has a chance of going pretty far. Yeah.
She's adorable.
She's beautiful. Adorable. She seems fun. Mm-hmm.
You know she's going to be good in bed.
Yep.
That's what we're all thinking.
Bingo! You guys are now... honorary horny dudes.
Because she was a good dancer.
Horny dudes. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, because she was fun.
She was fun and she could dance and she just seemed like, you know, she'll take her time, but when she's ready, she'll be great.
Wow, look at that. Look at that. There we go. She seemed fun.
Way too many deep thoughts in the show.
So then we have Erica. Which one is Erica? Oh, yeah, she's adorable. Okay, so then we have Jess. So at first they're on the boat, and she says about him, that booty. I thought this is the cute first conversation they have. And she goes, you are a walking green flag. She goes, you have sisters, right? I don't have any sisters, but I'm ready for that. I'm ready for your sisters. I live in San Diego. And again, these are now knowing where the night goes. These are all kind of, that should be a red flag. I feel like you moved there to get on The Bachelor or to live with the trainers.
But I like that she had.
They live with my parents.
But that she'd lived in Denver for a few years and had like done snowboarding and stuff. What is her job?
She's like, I keep going. She's an assistant, right?
Executive assistant.
She's like, I keep going.
She doesn't have a job.
She's like, I keep going west. I'm so here for you. And then they kiss and they're whispering. And then she says to her producer, I could be already falling in love. Mm-hmm. Then she walks in.
A walking red flag.
And then she walks in and she says to the group, I got a little smoochy poo.
Smoochy poo.
I mean.
Okay.
Just a bad choice.
Has she watched this show?
Yes, and that's why she did it.
Okay. I was like, first of all,
are the cameras still going? Mm-hmm.
Are we horribly surprised that somebody would say, like, I kissed? I feel like we know. Would you do it? I think I might do it just to get people like upset.
No,
like, I got him first.
No,
I just don't like
no,
the cliche.
Because then he won't like that you kissed and told.
Right. Oh,
you don't.
It's a bad look. And why do the villains never get that it's a bad look to be the? And she says
to the guy, won't like that you're the first person that he kissed and you tell everybody. I don't think he would like that.
The cliche of, well, I'm not here for friends. I'm here for him. It's just like that is not an excuse for bad behavior.
And you also
like,
want to date
give you like carte blanche. Just be mean.
And you also want to date somebody that is cool.
Right. And can make friends.
Yeah.
I think they just like any sort of attention, good or bad.
Mm.
And I mean, often, for some reason, the dumb bachelor just like doesn't see that they're a villain, you know? And it's like, it does work for them.
I think a lot of them would rather make it to paradise than win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It always is hidden. Brayden, and then it comes out like some girl has to tell him.
Yeah.
This other girl is, and then it's like, and then I pull her, and then she starts crying.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's always that.
And then he goes,
it's
people like, aren't so as they seem.
They're here for the wrong reasons.
So then there's 32 women, and so all the women are like, what the fuck? This is awkward. And she's like, I don't care. All the girls can go home. After a kissy poo, she goes, take a sippy poo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that was, I was like, okay.
Enough.
Easy.
I would have, never mind.
What would you have done?
Taking a poopy poo? That's how I say it. Yay. That's how I say it when I need to take a poopy poo.
I gotta take a poopy poo. Meanwhile, Maddie, is there a Maddie? There's so many. Oh, Medina.
Oh, funky cold.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Did she get cut?
Yes.
No. She didn't make it.
Really?
Which I thought was a mistake.
They
showed
pretty.
Her, and I was like, who's that? And then they kept the older sister, and I was like, no.
Wait, I thought...
They cut her, I think. She was gorgeous.
But I thought we saw her face, like, there was, like, some drama.
Oh, you know who I'm thinking? I'm thinking of Marlena. No?
No, I think they kept... Let me look up.
Who did they cut?
There was
the one who was worried that she was going to become a meme. I was like, oh,
yeah.
You're here for the wrong reasons.
I don't want to be a crying meme. I don't want to be a crying meme.
Well, she's like, am I holding it long enough so that I can become a meme?
Also, by saying, I don't want to become a crying meme, that is the meme.
That's the meme. You just did it.
She did it on purpose.
Exactly.
All right, here we go.
So then we have, are you looking up who got cut here?
Chandler got cut.
Yes.
Kayla got cut.
Well, we should cross Lainey
got cut.
Wait, hold on. Chandler? Whoa.
Chandler.
Chandler got cut.
Kayla.
Where's
Kayla? Lainey.
Okay.
Lainey.
Okay. Sandra.
Okay. Oh, Sandra. Sandra was sort of.
Oh, Sandra was crying meme.
Sam H.
Who's Sam H? Okay.
Tayla.
Which one's Sam H?
Tayla.
And Zoe.
Okay. He doesn't
look. And Samantha.
Not a lot of blondes in this group, by the way. So then Jen, the sexy one from Miami, goes go-kart racing.
Wait. One thing I think we skipped over. When Jess came in and said, I kissy poo. And then everybody started talking and being like, this is bad look, blah, blah, blah. Right before it went to a commercial, it cut to one woman's face. And I was like, she was so angry.
Yeah.
Who was that? Was that Medina?
That was Medina. Medina, yeah.
Dude, you remember in The Exorcist how they hid like the picture of the devil like into different parts?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like in different frames?
Yeah. She was.
It was that face.
Yeah, I saw that face.
I went, oh my God. and it held, and she was just like, and it went to commercial. I went,
so angry. Oh my God. She was so. And she looked
that face.
She also looked like nothing against anybody in their 40s. She looked 45 at that moment.
She was going to murder.
She was so fucking angry.
She
was Botox disintegrated.
Horny girls unite!
Horny!
Medina's in trouble.
Somebody's gonna get murder poo.
Somebody needs
a little stabby poo.
Stabby poo.
Gonna get murder pooed.
Bachelor pooed. Okay. Is that what happens when you poop in the bachelor?
Yes.
Bachelor poo. So then we have Daisy is. Oh, so Jen goes go kart racing outside.
Yay, fun.
She put her life on hold as a physician assistant student.
Because she cares so much, it's him.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so you actually don't have a job. You're in school. You paused it for a sec.
Yeah.
You can go back to school.
Yeah. It's called a gap year.
Okay. Who didn't take time off? Okay.
Well, who didn't take time off to be a bachelor?
She's going to go back to regular life and just not recognize anything.
Well, it's also like everyone put their life on hold. Do you know what I mean? Everybody put something on hold.
Yeah.
You know?
And also, it's fun. You're having a blast.
Yeah, you're on The Bachelor.
You're getting paid. You're
not going to a monastery.
So this is a burden for you to stop physician assistant school to come be on The Bachelor in the mansion, drive around a go-kart, and maybe go to, like, Europe for free.
Make some really close friends. Tell everyone you love them after the one day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. So then we have Daisy. She's overwhelmed by hearing in the mansion. She's adorable.
Yeah, like
she's
her.
So real.
She's so vulnerable.
It does concern me that she's good friends with a former bachelorette. It feels a little.
She got notes on what to
and
do.
It also just feels.
Well, she didn't show up with a dildo, so that's
good. That's true.
It's a good.
Mm. It just feels a little like, I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like this is how people get on the show. It's like,
that
I've got
true.
The perfect person to be
okay.
on the show.
All right,
my
okay,
friend.
Fair enough. So then, so she grew up in a Christmas tree farm, and she said, "Well, good luck with everything. Be kind to yourself." And then they kissed.
Yeah,
she could win. You predict tears in the future, Jerry.
I think. Look.
She could be the Bachelorette, and we could see her dressed as like in a Christmas tree farm on her promo shots.
He does.
She's gonna be the Bachelorette. I'm saying it now.
Okay.
That might be true.
She's gonna be the Bachelorette.
I think she's a.
And that's why he's crying because he cut her because she's so sweet, and she's the number two.
I don't. Think,
I'm saying it now. She's okay. the number two.
I just don't think so sweet goes very far.
That's right. But I think
he's in this moment where he's connecting with everybody. He is. He does seem like he's connecting with the sweeter people.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, Leah with the card. And it's like he's really trying to find genuine people and not.
Yeah.
But I think.
Horny wins.
Because you eventually have to take someone to the fantasy suites.
Yeah.
And.
Horny wins.
Horny wins that race.
Yeah.
I think you're right, though, about her being the next Bachelorette because I think. I'm going to say, I think ABC worries about putting a blonde blue-eyed person in it because they'll get called out, but then they can say she has a disability, and it'll be the first person with a disability as the bachelor, and I feel like they'll lean into that.
That's a really good point. And maybe maybe that's why he's sobbing, because she's number two and he just cut like a really nice girl. And that's why
he definitely cuts a nice girl.
That's my prediction. She's number two. He's sobbing because he caught her. She's bachelorette. So then Jessica doesn't give a fuck that the girls that the girls are upset. She doesn't. Just the phrasing to go from being kind of cute and flirty to like kissy poo to sippy poo to I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It was like a rapid ascent.
It was such a Jekyll and Hyde.
It was,
fast. You've definitely been drinking. And this is the worst type of drunk, is the person that becomes a completely different person.
Right.
It's just a bummer. She was so sweet. I was like, oh, wow, they had this really great
connection.
And now it's just like, I don't get fuck everybody.
Yeah,
and
but she might have known she was on camera and she was playing the game in the beginning. And this is all who she always was.
This is the real person.
She's like, listen, I got to suck him in. I'm going to be super sweet and adorable.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, man, I got the first kiss. I'm going to be the villain.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Because but it's like way to fuck yourself over so fast.
Yeah. So fast.
Like, at least do it later in the season.
Or
she's speed running this thing.
Yeah.
She is. Yeah.
The other thing, too, is like she could have said the kiss thing and just left it at that. The fact that she then goes back and
it was wild.
Because
she actually could have stood a chance if she was the first kiss and if he likes a real girl and like all that. Like why fuck yourself over so fast? Okay, so then we have Taylor is talking to Joey, and Taylor seems not fun, and I can't believe that he kept her, but I think they kept maybe for the two-on-one. If the sisters aren't the two-on-one, it'll be Taylor and Jess.
Oh.
Right? Do you know what I mean? So then,
So then
I keep forgetting it's a television show.
Yeah, so then Jess comes.
Gotta do something.
And then so Jess starts lurking. She's like, can I still you for a sec? And he's like, and then Taylor's like, can we have a second? And Joey's like, okay, 1 second. And then she's like, okay. So then just she's still lurking. Yes.
I have a question.
Yes, yes, Terry.
As a dude, I am putting myself in his position.
Yeah.
Is he, do you think, directed by the producers, if girls start drama, just sort of stay passive and let it happen the way it's going to happen? Because I feel like if I was having a real conversation with someone and Jess had come over and been like, hey, can I steal him? I feel like I would have been like, actually, we just got going, you know, respectfully. I really want to give everybody a shot.
Yeah,
can you,
I've already had a moment with
you. We already talked.
I feel like he wasn't liking his chat with Taylor, though. He didn't seem like they were having fun.
He just didn't say anything. He just sits there and he just watches. And I'm like, are you not going to say, do you not have an opinion about who you talk to?
Yeah. It did feel passive.
I feel like they're supposed to do that because often they don't say anything. I feel like
I feel like the gals are getting. I feel like Charity. I feel like the women are taking charge more than the women are like not standing for shit more than the guys, which is weird.
Maybe he's just like, well, I need to see how this all plays out.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
how
think
do these
he was.
React?
I don't think he was loving his conversation with Taylor.
Well, it was about how they were both from broken homes.
Yeah, she's like, it's so good to connect with somebody. I can feel myself because I also, it's like everybody's from a broken home.
Yeah, that's
like,
not that
like,
surprising.
There's a half of the people, like half, like, yeah, this is the first person you've met whose parents are divorced. Like, what are you talking about?
But it also, I feel like in the world of Bachelor, they all have to be just like their parents' relationship.
Oh my God, no. For the love of, if I was ever like my parents' relationship.
Oh, well, bad parents. Bad dad club.
Bad dad. Okay, so then we have, Taylor afterwards, she's like, I'm not trying to be that girl. This is just, I'm not trying to be that girl, but I'm not here to make friends. To actually just say it.
She's aware of it. I'm not trying to be that girl, but you're being that girl.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm not trying to be that girl, but I am that girl. I'm not here to make friends. I want to talk to you more. I can't.
It's
also, you
me.
Have a great moment with him.
Yes!
And you make out with him. Walk away and leave on a high note.
Yeah. Leave him on a more. Yeah, leave him on a more.
Know when to hold him. Know when to walk away.
Yes.
Know when to fold
that. That old Missy Elliott song.
My chocha playing polka.
That's right.
So then we have Taylor confronts Jess. She's like, were you eavesdropping? She's like, I heard some things. So you're eavesdropping. Well, when I was standing right there eavesdropping, I was eavesdropping.
No, I stepped away. You're putting words and actions into my mouth.
Oh, my God. Meanwhile, The sisters both love Joey. They're hammered and they're like, and they're like, you know what? We're going to tell everyone. So then they're like, guys, we have an announcement to make. And everyone's like, okay. And they're like,
hey, who are these people?
You've probably all been thinking it. The rumors are true. They're like, we've literally not registered you at all. Like, we are sisters. And it was just absolute crickets. They're like, okay, right. This is disgusting.
Yeah, weird.
This is weird.
Did you want a round of applause? What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, this is wild. Okay, so we are sisters.
I thought, like, at least say your cousins or something.
So I have to go. I have to go quickly. So here we go. Okay. Okay.
Speed
run it like Jess.
Okay. So then first they're like, so, Lauren, why did you leave Philly? Like, Philly's great. I would never leave Philly. I'm never gonna leave Philly. And the other one's like, we're both from Center City. We're headstrong. But my younger. So then he kisses Allison, and Lauren is upset, and she's getting hammered. She's like, what the fuck? Meanwhile, I mean, they're just a mess. They're just a mess.
Well, Allison stole him from her.
Allison steals it. Then they have the conversation together. And then they're like, we have to admit something.
And he's like, okay. And then he actually kisses one. And then he kisses one.
Yeah. And she, I feel like Allison stole him at the moment that the older sister thought the kiss was going to happen.
Yeah.
And then she got the kiss.
Yeah.
Which is why the older one should have gone home. I think.
Agreed. But I think it's fun television. Meanwhile, my girl Kelsey A with the voodoo doll, she grew up in Germany, but she could live anywhere. You know, he's like, oh, I just met a very pretty girl. He likes her.
Yeah, he likes her.
He likes her. Meanwhile, Leah has the card and it's driving her crazy and she wants to open it. Was it weird to you guys that she opened it alone by herself on a step?
Yes. Also, when she said she was going to open it with him.
Yes. I felt like maybe that was another producer thing where it's like, let's just get you. He's busy. Let's just get you.
Yeah.
We're running out of time. The sun's coming up. Could just go over by the fireplace and open it.
So then she opened it. She's like, oh my God, you have the power to steal a one-on-one anytime. She's like, oh my God, this is tricky to navigate. I feel so bad. So then he comes up. She's like, I opened the card without you, but I want to give you autonomy to you. I just want to respect. I don't want to play God with this. It's not going to matter. Oh my God, it's not going to matter.
This card gives me the power of a god.
I'm not here to play God. He's like, what does it say? It's tough. So then she goes and she reads it to the girls. She reads it to the women. They're all like sobbing and she puts it in the fire. They just gave her such a leg up. Like she played it well.
I was expecting, I thought she was going to rip it up.
Yeah.
With him.
Yeah. Oh, no, the fire move was good.
If I were her, I would have just thrown the envelope in the fire and hid the piece.
Yes!
So I still had it, but everyone thought I didn't.
God, you're a real Jess.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
she's like, I would have kept it.
Lexi played sports at Ohio State. She played sports not at Ohio State, but she plays golf.
Oh.
And he liked that.
He liked that.
He loved golf.
He liked that. Meanwhile, she also has a dog and, it's her, their best friends. He likes Lexi. Maria is hammered. Is that right? Is there a Maria?
Yeah, Maria's the one, the Canadian.
Oh, yeah, so she's hammered.
She's the one from the blurry country.
I'm not going to make out with him.
Yeah, she's like, you stare into my soul. Do you even like me? And then she's like, this is like a horror movie. I love to get dressed up. He's like, I could see that. Like, he could see, he was like.
What's your top three movies?
Yeah.
Remember the Titans? And she's like, what?
And then did you see the little thing that came up in the corner that was like, you can find Remember the Titans on Hulu.
I didn't have that on mine.
Yeah. I saw
no,
it.
No, no way.
Well, you can watch that movie that he just mentioned on our streaming service.
Yes.
But you can't watch The Wedding Singer.
She said she liked The Wedding Singer.
Which is odd coming from horror. I was expecting her to say Hereditary
like,
or something.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I love The Wedding Singer. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
So then,
it's a frightening film about how you'll never get married.
So then they start kissing and she's like, oops. Meanwhile, Leah of the fire card gets the first impression rose.
Mm-hmm.
Evelyn
had to be done that way.
Evelyn starts sobbing. She's like, you know what? I didn't even get to talk to him. This sucks. So then they get into the lineup. and the first rose, brilliant. Basically, the book ending, the first rose of the batch goes to Allison, and the last rose goes to the sister. And so first,
what is the sister's name?
Lauren.
Lauren. So Allison, she goes, Lauren is pissed. She goes, "You did not get the first rose. Go fuck yourself," is what she said to her sister.
That was so great.
Incredible.
I would have just been like, "Let me get that rose back.
I'll take a petal."
Meanwhile, Daisy, she was adorable. She was next. He cut Chandler. Sandra got cut. And then she...
So Evelyn has a tear fest for
Evelyn's
no apparent
freaking
reason.
Out.
And it's like, again, why didn't she get any time? But then he chose her.
Right.
Who do you think... Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to do Tweet of the Week. Who do you think, and then I want to see who you think is going to win. Oh, and then we'll be right back. It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout. And
this episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back. All right, Jerry, who do you think is going to win?
Dude, I have no idea. I think I'm looking at Caitlin, Kelsey.
Which one is Caitlin?
Chemist.
Oh, yeah, the chemist. Okay.
Kelsey and, I mean, Leah, but she's so sweet. And I don't know. I think...
If Leah can play her cards right, she's going to win this whole thing.
I originally thought he would choose someone from Hawaii, but now that he's not there, I'm like, oh, interesting. Because I chose Rachel because she's in Hawaii and older. But, I mean, maybe he wants to move back to Hawaii, though.
Yeah, I think Rachel's on my list. Okay, who do you think is going to win? Whitney.
I think it's between Leah and Kelsey.
Leah and...
Kelsey.
I
think that's smart.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The green dress.
Okay. All right. I do think Daisy's going to be top two. But I don't think she's going to win. I don't think Leah is actually going to win.
I think she's going to be too young.
I think she's going to be adorable, but I don't think she's going to make it. I think she's going to kill it in paradise.
Here's what's going to happen with Daisy. It's going to come down to whose family do I have to meet, and that's when it's going to get real for him.
Yeah.
And he's going to let her go.
Oh.
I think she doesn't make it.
He doesn't want to hang out at Christmas tree, Leah?
I think they're going to make him go to the Christmas tree farm so that they can have her for bachelor.
Maybe. See them cutting a tree down together.
Okay, so here we go, you guys. We're going to do Tweet of the Week, but before we do that, we got some great reviews. Don't forget to go on Apple Podcasts. Here's the newest one. Best Bachelor, I don't know what it says, recap. 5 stars. I get why people listen to this without watching. I discovered Arden through Nick Vile, but have since ditched Nick Vile and only listen to Arden. Aww. So funny and stays on topic. Wow, I've never been accused of that, and I appreciate it. Nick needs to respect where he came from and talk about The Bachelor. LOL. But nobody is as funny as Arden.
I feel like you're starting
a
feud right now.
Okay, wow. I'm not trying to talk shit, but I appreciate it.
Get him.
Okay, so are you guys ready? So if you guys want a sleep crown, this is going to be the first winner of the sleep crown. You can go to sleepcrown.com /WYATR, and then the code is XOXO.
Oh, good one.
And if you win, email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. If you want to participate in Tweet of the Week, tweet to me at Arta Marine, MYRIN, or Anna Hosnier, HOSSNIEH. Do hashtag WYATR by like midnight Monday night. Or you can do threads if you've ditched Twitter. And it's at Selling Hosnier, HOSSNIEH, hashtag WYATR. Okay, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay, tweet of the week. Okay, trash car at trash car 69. Is it allowed on The Bachelor? Voodoo, yes. Sisters, yes. Shotgunning beers, yes. Canadians, yes. Canadian flags, no. at what a fun sexy time. Honestly, with the state of our country right now, why are so many Canadians trying to wed this man in this country? Also from what a fun sexy time, Joey referring to himself as a teaching tennis professional rather than a tennis pro made me laugh too hard.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was weird. He like shoehorned pro in a weird way.
Yes, and teaching. He said, yeah, it was like either profession,
teaching
profession.
I've been a teaching tennis
profession.
Somebody not a pro tennis player.
Yes. So we have words by L.I.J. If Daisy doesn't win, I'm sure she'll return home to her Christmas tree farm and reconnect with a long-lost high school love who quit his job as a big city lawyer.
Oh, lifetime.
The Hallmark movie.
Well, then here's another one. This is from What a Fun Sexy Time. Daisy's adorable, but I'm convinced she has a deal with Hallmark for a movie, made-for-TV movie called something like Bring Her Home for Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. Here's another one referring to Golden Bachelor. So Jerry, you're not gonna know what this is.
I watched some of it.
Okay, great. This is from Anne Marie McElroy. Real missed opportunity by the producers. The least they could do when Jess bragged about her kiss was to have Kathy drop from the rafters and yell at her to zip it.
That's great.
Here's one final one. Alex at Jewel Tone Champ. My mom. How funny would it be if the car just said, go home?
That's brilliant.
That's good.
All right. Here's final one. Here's the final one. Lavender Hayes. Joey moved from Hawaii to Philly. He's the anti-influencer. Okay.
It's going backwards.
Okay, top two, you guys.
I think Go Home.
Go Home.
And I think the first one?
Yeah, the first one was great.
Okay,
the
great.
Canadian flag one.
Okay, or
I also like the state of our country.
I also like tennis professional.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Okay, Trash Car 69, is it allowed on The Bachelor? Voodoo, yes. Sisters, yes. Shotgunning beers, yes. Canadians, yes. Canadian flags, no. Or from... Alex at Jewel Tone Champ, my mom, how funny would it be if the car just said, go home, or Canadian flag, Whitney?
I'm going to say go home.
Go home.
Go home.
Oh my God, it's unanimous. Alex at Jewel Tone Champ, my mom, how funny would it be if the car just said, go home? You just won yourself a sleep crown and tweet of the week.
Congratulations.
Jerry, what would you like to promote? Where can people find
nothing.
You?
Nothing. Don't come looking for me anywhere.
Okay, great. Okay. Whitney.
Nothing for me.
Our earring line. Okay, so go to my Instagram and, first of all, don't forget that Sergio is making these great reels and they're going to be on my
fabulous.
Instagram. They're so funny. So he's making these great reels from the show. So check out my Instagram at Arta Marine, MYRIN, and go there to get tickets. I'll put a link in my bio so you can come laugh when I do After Midnight with Jerry O'Connell and Marilyn Rice.
I can't wait to see that.
I'm excited. I got to get an outfit together. Okay.
Tell Marilyn I love her.
I love Marilyn. And then also my movie, Step Aside,
yes.
is on Amazon. I think it's free if you have Amazon Prime. I'm the lead in it, so check it out. KT Money.
As always, please go foster or adopt an animal from your local shelter. There are so many dogs in LA right now that need homes. You can foster them. You can adopt them. Please go to your shelter and help out.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. You guys, it's so good to be back. Jerry.
Thank you for having me.
I see you're on the season. You're on the train.
I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
So we'll have you back.
I would love to come back.
Okay, we'll have you immediately.
I can't wait to see you guys again.
And your new friend. Okay.
My friend Whitney.
Yeah, your friend Whitney.
And break a leg in Arkansas.
Thank
you.
Until next time, my name is Arta Marine. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.